Springfield's News Talk FM 1041 KSGF. I'm Nick Reed, author of the week, sponsored by the great people at ABC Books on North Glenstone. Kristen Tate, our author of the week. The book is The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. And I want to thank you for being with us this morning. And it's almost a validating point, I think, for a lot of more conservative individuals. They're like, hey, you know, people can talk rhetorically all they want, but fact of the matter is people generally, if they're going to move, they move to where they think there's a better quality of life, and people are moving from blue states to red states, and so that's a bit of validation. But with that comes potential danger and damage, and theoretically, of course, people see that, well, this could turn red states blue, but part of much of what you write about is that this could actually have very, very big impacts that really change the makeup of things in this country. And so I thank you for being with us this morning, and tell us a little bit about what those implications are.
Hi, Nick. Thank you so much for having me on. Yeah, so this trend has become very significant. People are fleeing blue states like New York and California in record numbers and going to red states. The trend is so significant, actually, that California and New York are expected to each lose congressional seats, while Texas and Florida are expected to pick up seats. And we're seeing that many of these domestic migrants continue to vote in favor of the policies that they fled in the first place. The 10 fastest growing states last year were all low tax states. And all of these places trended to the left in the 2018 elections. Texas has the fastest growing cities in the whole country. And that state went closer for the Democrats in 2018 than it had gone in two decades. Texas could become a swing state. People laugh at me when I say that, but it's really true. So these trends are changing the political map. And I think Republicans need to start looking at this, because the GOP tends to hyper-focus on immigration and DACA and the wall. And while those are really important issues, I actually think domestic migration is more consequential.
There was, you don't hear it much, but I was reading one piece that suggested some believe, and I don't know how much of this is hope, that those who are fleeing, they're not necessarily blue voters, if you will, but they're actually conservatives. And I know here in Missouri, it seems like one out of every two people that come to Missouri, they move from California. And oftentimes they say, yeah, it was just awful there. And thank goodness we're here. And so those people are people that you think, oh, well, they're going to continue to keep us a red state. Is there any indication as to percentages here when you have massive numbers of people that leave California, that leave New York, that go to Texas? Are any of them so-called, you know, quote, Republicans that are just looking to get more home, if you will, versus Democrats or people who vote left?
Yes. So when I was researching my book, what I found is that most people who move from blue states to red state cities continue to vote for Democrats, while those who move from blue states to red state rural or suburban areas are far more likely to vote for Republicans. And if you look at Florida, Texas, Arizona, and Utah, the states that are receiving many people, I looked at the political maps in each of these states over the last 5 years, and the result of these trends is that the cities are becoming increasingly blue, while the rural areas are actually becoming increasingly red. So overall, the states are moving to the left simply because there are just higher numbers of people moving to the cities. However, if you actually break down each state within the states, the political environment's becoming much more polarized.
You mentioned that Republicans get hyper-focused on the issue of immigration when it comes to the potential of a state going from red to blue, and that this is, in fact, an area that they should focus on. What can be done about it?
Well, I mean, red state natives have to explain to their new neighbors the reason why their states have done so well. I mean, it's the low taxes, the business-friendly regulatory environment, and the right to work laws. But there is actually another bright spot here, Nick, which is that I also found that the children of domestic migrants, in other words, people who spend their entire lives in red states, are far more likely to realize why the states are doing so well. So if someone moves from New York to Texas, they are likely to vote for Democrats. But if they have children who are born in Texas and grow up their whole lives there, those children are significantly more likely to realize why Texas is such a powerhouse and vote in favor of conservative fiscal policy. So that actually does give me hope, but we just have to really, really hope that the domestic migrants don't ruin the state too quickly, that their children don't even really have a chance to save the political environment.
Well, so that to a degree answers my question here, and that is this a foregone conclusion? I think a lot of, in my experience anyhow, when this discussion comes up, it may be a note of interest to a lot of people, but they sort of think, well, what can you do? You know, what's going to happen is going to happen. But you see that there is potentially not an inevitable outcome of states like Texas becoming swing or even turning to a blue state.
Well, yeah, that is true. And then we also have Trump and these new populist Republicans who have done a really good job at attracting former blue dog Democrats like union workers in the middle of the country, people in the Rust Belt. So there are other factors at play that are, you know, at the same time that blue state people are moving to red states and voting for Democrats, there are other factors at play that are switching traditional Democrats to Republicans as well. We saw Trump win states that Republicans haven't won in years, like Wisconsin and Michigan. So that is also something that is sort of slowing down the trends that I write about. But I think the most important state that people really need to watch is Texas, because if Texas turns blue, Republicans are done. They won't ever win another federal election again unless something else really significant happens. Because people in my generation, I'm a millennial. Millennials don't realize California used to be a conservative stronghold in the mid-20th century, even as late as the 1980s and 1990s. And now, of course, firmly in the left column. Texas's demographics are almost identical to what California's were in the late 1980s. So I see Texas going the way of California. We cannot take these red states like Texas for granted and just assume, oh, they'll always be Republican, because the second we lose Texas, it's all over.
And final question for our Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Was there one thing in particular as you did this research that really stood out and thought it was jarring to you?
Well, one thing I would love to bring up is that this is not just a taxes issue, it's a quality of life issue. So I ran an analysis for the book that found $100 only buys you $90 worth of goods and services in California, Illinois, and New York. That exact same $100 bill will buy you $110 worth of goods and services in Florida, Texas, Colorado, and across much of the Midwest. So this is about, where does your dollar go the furthest? Of course, rent in New York, the average rent for a one-bedroom apartment in New York City is $3,000. It's half that in Texas, and New Yorkers are paying up to half their income in various levels of taxes. So it's about the taxes, and then what happens with the money that's left over? How far can it go? So people need to understand that if you're moving to a red state, the reason, you know, 8 out of 10 of the states with the lowest unemployment and strongest GDP growth have Republican governors is why they have flourished. It is the regulatory environment and the taxes that has made life so good, but also more affordable. And we want to keep these places better. We want to keep them nice to live in.
Kristen Tate, the book, The Liberal Invasion of Red State America, our Author of the Week, sponsored by ABC Books on North Glenstone. Thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Thank you for having me, Nick.
Absolutely. And if you missed any of that interview, you tuned in towards the end of it. Of course, we keep those archived on the on-demand section. You go to Nick Reed, and then it'll pop up a couple of options. One of them is Author of the Week. And so you can learn of the book and listen to that full interview with Kristen Tate, Liberal Invasion of Red State America. I'm Nick Reed. Here's the latest traffic.